Hi, everyone, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I am Alex Smith, joined by Greg Cosell, senior producer at NFL Films. And today we're going to be looking at the linebacker position. Greg, a lot of talented players in this group. We'll start things off by going to Indianapolis and looking at Jarrell Freeman, a guy who plays in the middle of the defense and can do a lot on that Indianapolis team.
Yeah, and linebackers are very specific to scheme, and Freeman is a good example of that. He's really kind of a box linebacker. You can see here he's a pretty instinctive player, good play recognition. He can work very effectively between the tackles. He's a very good run defender. He's not really a guy you're going to play in your sub packages. So Freeman, you have to understand what he is. He's played in a 3-4. He's been a stacked linebacker. That's what he is. If you sign Freeman, you need to understand that, and you need to utilize him in that way.
Next up, we'll look at a play from the Super Bowl, and we'll focus on Danny Trevathan right here, number 59 from the Denver Broncos, the guy in that middle of that really good Denver defense.
Yeah, and Trevathan is a player I like right from when he came out of Kentucky. And here you'll see him in the run game. But he played a lot in their sub packages. He's got excellent movement skills. He's a complete linebacker. He's really become incrementally better and better each season in the NFL. And I think he's a perfect example, Alex, of a linebacker that you can utilize in multiple ways. He plays in your base, obviously. He can play in your sub packages. He's very good in pass coverage, and he has sideline to sideline pursuit speed. So Trevathan is a complete linebacker.
Sticking in the AFC here, we're going to focus on the New York Jets, number 56, right in the center of your screen. That's DeMario Davis, and the Jets kind of moved him around a little bit, but he can really add some versatility to a linebacker.
Yeah, small school kid who came out as a run-and-hit player. That's really his game. The Jets this year started to expand his responsibilities late in the season. They lined him up on the edge as a pass rusher, and he looked pretty good doing that. But he's a speed, quickness player, not necessarily a physical player who's going to battle in the trenches as a linebacker, but he's got very good speed. He can play sideline to sideline, and now we see that he may have some pass rush ability, and if teams view that as a positive in his game, that could jump up his value.
Next up, we look at Temple product, Tahir Whitehead right here, number 59, a Jim Schwartz guy drafted by Schwartz to the Lions, and he can do some interesting things on the defense as well.
And 2 years ago, I thought he had a terrific season, didn't play as many snaps this year. At times, the issue with him is a little bit of a lack of discipline. Coaches couldn't trust him as much, which is always an issue for coaches. But Whitehead has very good ability. Again, a player that's played in both the base and the sub packages. And that's really valuable when you look to sign a player if you know he can play in any one of your defenses. But Whitehead is a very talented player, good athleticism.
Now, there are a number of linebackers who are going to be free agents this year who have some kind of connection to Jim Schwartz. Another one is Nigel Bradham right here, number 53 from the Buffalo Bills. Played under Schwartz in 2014. Can add a lot of mobility to a linebacking corps.
Yeah, he's another run-and-hit type player. A guy, in some ways, he's similar to Michael Kendricks. A player that if you allow him to run and hit, he can be very effective. Where he struggles, again, is play recognition. He's not real instinctive. And I think that we've seen that with Michael Kendricks. We see that with Nigel Bradham. But he's a player who came out of Florida State. Again, he's predominantly a stacked linebacker, plays inside, has the skill to be able to pursue. That's his game.
Next up, we're going to go down to Miami. We're going to focus on Kelvin Shepard. And he's a guy who you can really just plug into the middle of your defense, and he'll be really solid at that Mike linebacker
spot. Came out of LSU. I mean, obviously, this play, we see him work sideline to sideline, but that's not really his game. He's basically a Mike linebacker in a 4-3 defense, or he's an inside stacked linebacker in a 3-4. That's what Kelvin Shepard is. He's not going to play in your sub packages, so he's limited in the number of snaps and in the utilization, the way he can be deployed, because he's basically a between-the-tackles, big Mike linebacker-type player. That's what you're getting if you sign Kelvin Shepard.
And another player that's kind of bounced around like Shepard is Justin Durant. He was with Atlanta this past season. The Eagles saw him in the season opener. And again, he's right here in the middle of the defense.
Yeah, and what's kept him in the league for so long, playing a lot of snaps, Alex, is he's really good in the sub-packages. And in today's NFL, where teams mostly play either nickel or dime, probably 55-60% of snaps, someone like Durant has made a living being able to be effective playing in sub packages, and now he's about a 9 or 10 year player, and he's been really good in that role.
And last but not least, we're going to take a look at Derek Johnson from the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a player who's played on the inside in their 3-4 front. It would be surprising to see him actually make it to the open market. He's been a good player for a long time.
Yeah, and I think given the point he is in his career, he came off an Achilles injury a couple of years ago. He's been a really, really good player. I remember when he came out of Texas, there were so many concerns about his physicality because he's a great athlete. He's gotten so much better in the NFL, being able to play inside, being able to play outside, being used in exotic blitz schemes in Kansas City with the D coordinator, Bob Sutton. He's a really complete linebacker. I agree with you. I'd be really surprised at this point in his career if he hits the open market. He's so critical to that defense in Kansas City.
All right, well, that will just about wrap things up for our look at the free agent linebackers here in 2016. For Greg Cosell, I'm Alex Smith. Be sure to stay tuned right here to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for the rest of our film room breakdowns.